helmets say they won't give up fighting for a new law to make them compulsory. Brian Smith, who came out of his coma in November, started speaking in sentences for the first time since the accident. But the government says it has no plans to change the law, saying it'd be too difficult to enforce and could put people off cycling. Ryan's sister, 21-year-old Rachel, doesn't agree with that.
Some of them are, I think, well, ridiculous. Like, cars shouldn't, don't drive any closer. We're not giving up. We're going to keep going, even if we don't get there this time.